just digging up all the resources for themselves.
So, but you can see that you can see this kind of stuff like immediately leaking into like Crank territory, and people like taking these like, okay, they fucking like are doing tests very badly, and they're trying to fast track shit and maybe killing people. Yeah. Which maybe that's,
well, they've already, the Cranks have already latched onto this. There's a far right Crank called Hal Turner who's spreading around an article that he wrote where he has a quote from someone saying that after they took the vaccine, they could no longer feel the presence of God with their soul.
Sign me, well, sign me the fuck up.
Yeah, get that creep out of my face.
God's just a fucking monkey on my back, if you ask me.
Yeah.
Unwelcome guest.
This phrase of like, I can no longer feel God, is everywhere. Like every conspiracy theory website, Christian right wing websites like have it. I don't know where it comes from. I can't find a source for it at all, but it is really, I don't know, it's ringing off a lot of alarm bells for me. Like,
well, before I heard that, I wasn't going to take the vaccine, but now I'm in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's get every atheist to take the vaccine to get God out of our minds.
Do you remember the Brights?
Oh, yeah. That's what people wanted to call atheists.
Yeah.
Because they're so bright. I don't know what the logic was.
I don't remember what the logic was.
It was like a Richard Dawkins thing, right? He was like, instead of atheists, we should call ourselves brights.
Yeah.
I don't know. That guy's such a fucking dunce.
Wow, I've never wanted to punch somebody so bad.
Well, yeah, the idea was like the term atheist has like a negative connotation.
So yeah, it's like negating something. So instead, just like, I'm a bright because I like science and stars.
And then people are like,
something.
What does that mean? And they're like, atheist.
I'm an atheist.
How about I'm upright because I'm fully erect?
Hey. I don't feel God any longer, and I'm aroused.
It's douchebags like Richard Dawkins who, like, over the years, I just took like a look at those guys and I was like, I really need to stop calling myself an atheist. And now I just say I'm like irreligious, non-religious or whatever,
fine.
So they don't think that I'm a fucking Dawkins guy.
I'm
born again Catholic. I'm all in. Like basically anything I need to say to win an argument with somebody, I just say it.
I'm Catholic.
Fuck it. It's like, oh, well, you don't understand that because you're not religious. I'm like, I'm actually a priest.
I've been Catholic for the last 5 minutes.
I'm actually the Lord, your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I am the Trinity. I am the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost.
They turn back around and Todd's just wearing robes.
Now you've got me thinking about like undercover boss, but like for the Catholic Church.
And like, that would rule. Let's get to the bottom of this child's sex conspiracy.
Undercover Christian.
I'm just a humble new parishioner who's an atheist and new to the faith. And secretly, he's the Pope. I'm just an old man who wants to find out about Christianity. I want to become Catholic.
Oh man, I feel like Christianity is becoming a meme, and I'm really laughing at it.
It is a meme, like the Tradcaf meme.
Yeah, yeah. I just found out about Christian Kerbo meme, which is Kirby as a Christian. It's like Kirby who's like always holding a crucifix and like quoting Bible.
I haven't seen this one. That's insane.
I just found out about it before we started recording, and it's making me laugh.
Oh, he is very cute. He's all round and he's
just
got a little cross.
Imagining him taking the like his big puffy body getting poked with a vaccine and being like, God has left my body.
But anyway, speaking of a religion that I can certainly get into, men apparently cannot stop shooting themselves in the groin.
Yeah, worshiping God.
I mean, we talked about this before, but apparently now there's an Oregon man who shot himself in the dick while he was out at a supermarket.
He was just trying to show his friend his cool gun and then put it back in his pocket or in his pants or something. And then it went off and shot him in the groin.
The front of his pants.
He was just trying to show his friend his cool gun.
Yeah.
Well, and also it's worth noting that a week before this incident, this very same man posted a meme to Facebook that just shows a soldier smoking a cigarette and it says warning to BLM and Antifa. Once you've managed to defund and eliminate the police, there's nobody protecting you from us. Remember that. And it's like, what are you gonna do if I like storm a police station, dude, shoot yourself in the dick at me?
Oh man, it's incredible. It's a shame he didn't like hurt himself more. I mean, it sounds like he said he had to get airlifted to the hospital, but he'll be fine.
Jesus. Oh, hell yeah.
And I'm like, to be honest, I don't know that much about guns, so I could be wrong. But doesn't this imply that he had a bullet in the chamber and the safety off and his finger on the trigger yes. while he put it in his pocket? Like, he had to do all three? Like,
there are guns where it's like, I mean, I don't know what kind of gun he had, but like,
he had a Glock 9, I think.
Oh, a Glock is specifically designed so that it won't go off just by being dropped. There's literally yeah. a lever inside a Glock that you have to have your finger on the trigger for it to go off. So they designed the fucking, like, dropping the gun and the hammer accidentally hits the shell and it fires. They designed that out of the equation.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I've seen video.
The guy had his hand on the fucking trigger.
It's so convenient to grab it. It's got a little finger hold. Like, how are you going to get it into your pants like without
if
grabbing?
You don't
the
have
hold?
The trigger. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I've seen videos of people like dropping Glocks on the ground and they don't go off. Like the mm-hmm. Todd is absolutely right there. They're designed to not do that.
Oh man, you guys remember
the
that
Glock is truly the Nintendo GameCube of guns. You can just throw it off the roof of your house and it'll still work.
Yeah. Do you guys remember when we covered a story about a cop who was breakdancing and his gun fell out of his pocket and went off?
He's the FBI agent.
Row FBI, yeah, even worse.
He was a fucking
it shot someone by accident.
Yeah, he shot someone in the leg. Yeah, oh, that guy man. Didn't have a safety on either.
Yeah.